What I will say is you sometimes do have to fake it until you make it, like for real, or get uncomfortable. That's the one thing people don't do is get uncomfortable.
All right. Welcome back to the Society Says podcast. I'm here with Colleen. Hi, Colleen.
Hello.
All right. I can't believe that it's taken us this long to get you on the Society Says podcast. You were like one of the first people I wanted on here and it just didn't happen.
I'm so excited.
So do you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself? Tell us what you do, what you like, what your hobbies are.
Sure. I'm just kidding. Hi, everyone. My name is Colleen Quinn. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm 26 years old, going on 27 shortly. I am a petite model, fashion designer, and fashion stylist here in Phoenix, Arizona. So that is a little bit about who I am.
Awesome. So I think we've known each other for like 2 years now, a little over that. And let me just tell you guys, she's come a long way, a very long way. I remember when we first met, you like told me that you wanted to get more into modeling and more into fashion, and you're like blossoming now. So it's so fun to watch. So fun. One reason I wanted you to come on this podcast is because you're like the one person I think of when I think of people who are truly themselves, truly genuine in all that they do. And I just really would love to talk about that today. Like, were you always like this? Where did it come from?
Well, to answer your question, I was always totally extroverted. Even as a child, I was always that one person in the family that's like, everyone, stop what you're doing. I'm about to do something. Look at me. Let everyone look at me. And my whole family be like, oh my gosh, okay. So getting into like the entertainment, the fashion industry has never been a surprise to my family. But when it comes to being this way and being who I am, I think over time, as you grow, as you learn and have experiences with yourself, you start to become more of who you are because you learn more of who you are. But it takes time, right? I think a lot of people, when people that do follow me on social media and Instagram specifically, they're like, you just seem so comfortable in front of the camera, in front of on your Instagram stories, like in general public speaking. Well, you know, I've been doing public speaking and talking in front of the camera for close to 7 years. So it's definitely not an overnight process. It's something that you grow into over time, but not necessarily being extroverted is always this route for everybody. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own way that they express themselves and show who they are.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we all have like our talents and our passions, and those always shine through. And I think ultimately that will always be like the pillar of being who you are, is just showcasing those things that you're good at. Because I mean, when you're trying to be someone else, like those are just going to be put on the back burner, and then you're not going to be who you are. And I think that we are now living in a world where they can smell when people are not being genuine, and it's not what people want to see when anywhere on social media, when they go on Instagram and see somebody's profile, if they don't feel like they're being real, I've found that people just are not interested in the slightest. And I think that's why you're growing so much on Instagram, is because you truly are just who you want to be. And like, you're sassy, you're bright, you're loud, you're all of these things, and like, you don't care if people don't like it. And I admire that a lot.
And that is key, right? What you said there, that is key, not caring, right? It's very hard not to care. We naturally, as human beings, care what people think about us. And that is something you shouldn't be ashamed of. But being fake and just being someone else or a falsified persona on social media, not to mention people can see through it, but also it's exhausting. Like, I can't even imagine going about my day being this falsified person, you know, and this kind of ties into the way that you are on social media and brands that you work with. I've been approached by many brands as I've grown on social media. And if they aren't something that I value, that's why I don't work with many brands, and I'm not going to promote them. Even if money is attached to it, I would encourage everyone that's trying to grow their social media to take money out of the picture and really focus on who you are as a person. Followers are going to come and go, but the people that love you for who you are going to stay. And then that niche is going to continue to grow with you. So I don't have any apps on my phone about like people unfollowing me or anything like that, just because I don't really care. I really don't, because that just means I'm not their cup of tea, and that's okay. And I think where a lot of people struggle mentally is they take it personally when people unfollow them, or when people don't like them, or when you get hate comments or something like that. And you shouldn't take it personally, because the summary of people that are like that is they are unhappy with who they are. And a lot of the time they're projecting that. So don't take it personally, honey. That's how I feel.
I tell everybody that. I remember when a year ago, I actually was in like a partnership with filming, and she started getting hate comments on when she would post. Like, I didn't get them, but she did, and we were posting the same stuff, and it bothered her so much. And like, I told her, I was like, it's just because they're not happy with who they are. Maybe you have something that they want and they're just jealous, and all that they know how to cope with that is be mean. Because I feel like that's just like an easy thing for somebody to do, is just be mean if they're not happy.
Exactly. So. And that quote that goes like, I've never met someone that's been unhappy for me that's been more successful. Like, if you get a hate comment and you don't think that you wouldn't be happy being in their shoes, then you shouldn't have it affect you in any way, shape, or form, because obviously you wouldn't replace your life with theirs and vice versa. So it's not even worth at the end of the day having your energy put onto those type of people or comments. Or
yeah, it's true. It's so true. I mean, I understand why people, excuse me, I understand why people start to act like people that they're not, because maybe they want a big following or they want something and they're just not getting it. And so they start to think that they're not good enough, that must be the reason, that their personality isn't like, it's not good. It's not something that is going to get them anywhere in life. And they start to like badger themselves. And it's sad that that is the first thing that we do when we're not getting stuff that we want, when we're not achieving our goals as quickly as we'd like to. I feel like we always come back on ourselves and we always think, oh, it's because of me. It's because of this trait that I have. People hate it or whatever. But really, I believe that the more real that you are with the world, even off of social media, that is just going to weed out the people that you don't want in your life, people that are not going to support you, that are not going to lift you up and encourage you towards your goals. And I think that's like the beauty of being yourself, is that it not only helps you to be happier, but it also just helps your whole community, everyone, to be stronger, because it's going to weed out those people that are just toxic.
Exactly. And I think where a lot of people go wrong, especially in like fashion on Instagram, is like they all try to be like each other, okay? And I think that, first of all, when it comes to your Instagram, just a tip of advice, make sure you're following people that make you feel good. Make sure you're following people that make you feel good about yourself. Make sure you follow people that inspire you, that you strive to be like. Make sure you're following people like that, not people that you feel like, oh, they're so perfect, I wish I could be that, or whatever your thoughts are that are negative. If you feel that way towards someone you're following, then just unfollow them. It's very simple. That's why there's unfollow buttons. So that's how I feel about Instagram in general. The people you follow really become who you are, especially if you're on Instagram a lot. Especially, you know, that you hear that all the time with people in person, you know, the circle that you have is who you become. Well, if you're on Instagram 8 hours a day for business or whatever, you're scrolling and that's affecting you. And that is the reality of what you need to tune into and tap into on Instagram. But something I'll say about being yourself is this: the things that you think are not great about yourself, like example being, Let's say you have a really ridiculous laugh. Like, this is a really like light example. Let's say you have just like a ridiculous laugh and it's just completely ridiculous. And you're just like, oh my God, my laugh is so ugly. People may have made fun of me for my laugh. You know what I mean? You have to realize that uniqueness about you is going to be something that potentially makes you into your trademark. Like for me, being short is part of my trademark. And I always got made fun of as a kid for being tiny and, you know what I mean, having huge, big, curly hair. I never understood that, like, that is a part of who I am. So I strained it every single day. I was unhappy with who I was and I was dimming who I was. And ultimately, those are the characteristics about myself that make me who I am. So if you have those characteristics that you're thinking in your head right now when I'm mentioning this, you're like, maybe I should show those more. Because I'll tell you one thing. Something that you think you're struggling with, one other person at least is struggling with. And they want to hear it. So that's what I would say about being yourself. The more natural, organic, real you are, there's something I read recently saying, like, let people understand your struggle and your journey. Like, when it comes to my success in certain arenas like modeling, it wasn't overnight. And I was very transparent about the fact that it wasn't overnight. And I think people hear that. People want to hear it wasn't like the journey behind your success. They don't want to hear about just like it happened. You know what I mean? And I think that's where the genuineness comes in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think it's something amazing that we can do as people who are going along this journey and we are farther along than other people. I think the best thing that we can do is share our journey and our experience, because I think that's where a lot of insecurity comes from, is you're on this journey and you're watching other people on social media that are on the same journey but farther ahead, and you're thinking, I'm never going to get up there because like they just got lucky, or their personality is better, like who they are is better. I'm never going to get up there. But whenever I find accounts where they are so honest and they tell their journey, they're like, it took years to get to where I am. I love that because it makes me realize that I am doing everything I can, that I'm on the path to reaching my goals. And also, I just want to like remind everybody that everyone's journey is different. We all move at different paces. Some of us, it's going to take maybe our whole lives to reach some of our goals. Some of us, it might just take a couple years. It's just different for everyone. And that's because we are all on a completely different path in life. We all have unique characteristics. We all have unique lives. And therefore, our path is unique to the person next to us. Even in a partnership, your path is still going to be different than the person that you're working with, because we're all different people. And I just think that's something to remember. Going off of what you said about the characteristics that we have, things that we don't like about ourselves, like your big hair, I think you're absolutely right. I think that characteristics that we have, oh my gosh, I am obsessed with that, how different every person is in this world. And I think that we should all showcase the things that make us different, because holy cow, I just think it makes everyone beautiful when they showcase what is different than the person that's next to them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it makes people feel comfortable to be themselves. When you meet someone that's their authentic selves, you feel more comfortable to be your authentic self. I unapologetically am my authentic self in every situation. But it took me a moment to get there. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't always just unapologetically myself at any point in time, but something that kind of ties into the point you were just talking about is you have to love yourself with sheesh, that's a whole nother topic. But on top of that, you have to realize that people are going to love you for who you are, the ones that are part of your journey. You know what I'm saying? And that is the beauty of it, is just be your authentic self and realize that people that are meant to be on your journey are going to be on your journey at the right time. And some people are going to come and go, but essentially the people that are in your life right now are on your journey for a reason. And that's something that everyone just needs to understand. And the last thing I'll say about that, when it comes to your path and the timing of your path, I think I will be hard on myself and tough love on myself when I say this. You have to believe that you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to actually believe it. Not just like, I'm going to do this. You have to fully embark in who your future self is before it happens. You have to fully believe it. Like when I started doing styling for Goodwill, Arizona. And I've never done a styling video in my life, period. Yeah. And, you know, and I met with the social media manager and, you know, we had a conversation. I was like, look, I've never done a styling video in my life. Like, I don't even know if I consider myself a stylist. And he was like, girl, you're a stylist. What are you talking about? And I was like, what? And then I did this video, okay? I did this video and I watched it back and I was like, whoa, I didn't even know I could do that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to fake it till you make it and then you're that. Like sometimes, you know what I mean? You have to say you're a stylist before you are. You have to say you're a designer. You have to say you're successful at this before you fully are, because who's going to believe you if you don't believe in yourself? Who's going to believe in you if you don't even believe you're actually that person?
Yeah. Definitely.
So I think that's really important to understand. And I think if somebody feels like they're stagnant right now and they feel like they're moving slowly with their goals, do you actually believe in them? Do you actually believe in yourself? Because if the answer is no wonder they're going slowly.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. It's like all mindset. I don't know if you have witnessed how much I have talked about this book, but I'm talking about it again. This book, Relentless, I've been reading. Literally, it's just talking about mindset. Like, if you want to do anything in life, your mindset has to be in the right spot. Because if it's not, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. Like, that talent is going to go to waste because your mindset isn't in the right spot. And I definitely think that's so, so true. So, I actually have a question for you. Were you always yourself on Instagram? Did you ever... like have a point where you started feeling like you were going into a pit where you were kind of acting like something that wasn't you?
I wouldn't say I ever went into an act of like acting like it wasn't me, but I went through a stage at the beginning of when I started like getting more active on Instagram, which I started Instagram when I was in 2015. So slightly late to a lot of other people. I think during that time frame of my life, personal relationships that I had, I also was graying myself a lot because I felt like it was what I had to do in order to satisfy another person is gray who I fully was. So there was a time frame, I don't know, people that follow me, I know you guys can't believe it, but there was a time frame where I probably went months without taking a selfie. And then one day I woke up and I was like, wow, I don't even remember the last time I like thought I looked cute, like for real, like thought I looked cute. And that was a time frame when I wasn't really doing stories. I wasn't really showcasing who I was because the person that I was romantically with didn't understand it. And my whole life kind of was dove into that person. And so I found myself getting dim because of that. And I'll encourage everyone, if you feel like you are a duller version of yourself, first of all, you need to evaluate yourself. You have to hold yourself accountable for that. But if you feel like you're with someone that isn't encouraging your beautiful blossom self to flourish, then maybe it's time to reevaluate a situation. And I felt like that was a really eye-opener for me when the whole selfie thing happened, even though it sounds silly. I realized like, wow, I really haven't been feeling myself for a long time. And I never felt like I was fake on social media, but I just felt like there were times where I feel like this is a lot of people that are really positive like me. There are times when I used to say positive captions, but I was talking to myself, yeah. Right? I was talking to myself. I was like, you know, like conquer the day, do this, do that. And I was talking to myself because I didn't feel good, but I was trying to still inspire other people in the process because it was one of those time frames in my life where I was in college and I was really like enjoyed who I was around, but then this relationship was also part of what I felt was holding me back. So that's what I would say. I never felt fake on social media, but there are times where I definitely wasn't my full authentic self on social media because I felt like I didn't even have it internally in me at the time to be that. And you know me better than a lot of people in the sense of like, if I don't feel like sharing or if I don't feel like I'm in the mood, I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Because it's too obvious for people that personalities like me, it's too obvious to everyone if I'm not okay. And Saria has seen me not okay, so she can attest to this. It's very obvious when I'm not okay. I can't hide my emotions. So if I'm upset or I'm not in a good mood or I'm having a thing, I'm just not going to post. And something on that, that's okay. You know, sometimes you don't have to apologize to your followers when you're absent. You can just hop right back on the train. You don't have to apologize because it's your life and it's your personal life. And if you're going through something, go through it how you choose to do so. And then hop back on and say, "What's up, everyone?" And it's not fake for doing that. It's just you took care of business. And this is coming from somebody that is private in certain arenas. But you took care of business and now you're back. And that's okay.
And whoever follows you, they should be supportive of that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're talking a lot about being yourself. And I think something that I have been intrigued to talk about lately is confidence. I don't know if you know the Instagram page. I think it's like a magazine or something, but it's called Refinery. And they had yesterday, I believe. Yes, yesterday they did a live lunch with somebody. Her name is Serena something. I forget her last name, but she is a confidence coach. And I was amazed with that. I was like, that is really awesome. And it was just so cool to hear her talk about confidence. And I kind of want to get your views on that because you're obviously a very confident person. I think that's one reason we can hang out together and be friends is because we're both very confident. And what do you think about confidence?
Oh man, I love confidence. When I was in college is when I really started realizing I kind of had a gift when it comes to confidence and building other people's confidence, because on the low, I was a professional resume writer. So I was writing resumes for not only like other college students, but also people that were graduating. And the reason why I bring this aspect of myself up is not because I want someone to DM me about a resume, but because the beautiful thing about those consultation calls that I had was lighting the switch in people, right? So there, for example, I'll give an example. When I would have a consultation call, and keep in mind, these are younger people, you know, their age range is 18 to 25. They're getting started in their careers, whatever the case is. They would say, "Well, I was a manager at a restaurant." And I was like, "Okay." And they're like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Okay, so let's talk about that. So how many people did you manage? Did you have to deal with a conflict in which you resolved?" Like, I would go into these questions and they're like, "I didn't even think about that." I was like, "Was there ever a time where you had to count the cash again because someone made a mistake? Was there a time where you resolved a conflict between a customer and an employee? Did you ever feel like you were in a situation where your leadership skills were shining through because of that?" And they're like, "How are you coming up with these questions?" And I'm like, "You are downplaying yourself, ma'am or sir." And that's when I knew it's like people naturally downplay themselves. And I've always had this passion of like relighting that downplay. Okay, so you were a nanny. Okay, that's a whole, there's so many things I can ask you. Childcare, oh my gosh, people downplay childcare so much. I was a babysitter, okay. So we can talk for days about how you resolve conflict in those situations.
Yeah, that is not an easy job.
It is not easy. Oh my gosh. And so I think confidence is so beautiful because once you realize, like, I like to spark it in people, because once you see that shift, their face lights up or their voice tonality changes if I'm on the phone with them. And it's just like, oh man, confidence is such a beautiful thing, but people downplay their themselves so much that I feel it does make them less confident. But I think what's so beautiful and something that I would express from the social media and business end of things is some people are uncomfortable promoting themselves just naturally. You know what I mean? They feel like they're bragging or they feel like they're being cocky, I guess is a negative word about confidence. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like that is so opposite of what you could be doing. But there are people out there that are creatives, very, very creatives, like type B, like type that brain is just all creative. Like they're focused on the creative. And then that's why you hire people like me or hire people that are like, no, I have no problem promoting that brand. I have no problem talking them up. So just know where your strengths and weaknesses are. If you feel like you're not comfortable promoting your brand or you're not comfortable discussing price about what you promote or what you sell, have someone else like me do it. because I have no problem negotiating, talking to people. So I think that's really important to realize about confidence and your strengths and weaknesses is we're not all great at everything. You know what I mean? I'm not great at sketching for CQ Petites, for my design label. So I'm going to work with somebody that can sketch. I'm not going to sit here and take 4 years of art class for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what my strengths are. So I think that's what I would say about confidence in general is we downplay it. You are way cooler and more awesome than you think. And it's really just about having people that support you and also can ask those kind of questions that I just showed as an example. Because I think a lot of us have the confidence. We just haven't tapped into it yet.
Yeah, of course. Wow. Yeah, I really love that you enjoy lifting people up and making them realize that they should be more confident in who they are because they're awesome, you know? All of us are very awesome people, and that's just a fact to me, is that every human being out there is awesome. We all have traits that are really cool, but it's just a matter of how we feel about ourselves is how they're going to come across. It makes me so sad every time I come across somebody that is just so cool, but they do not believe it in the slightest. And it honestly makes them less cool because of that. I'm like, are you serious? Like, you could be making a difference in this world, literally, because your personality is so great, but like, you don't believe it. You don't believe that you can do that. You don't have the confidence in yourself that you have the ability to do these things. And it makes me sad, and I just hope that one day that they can realize it, you know? And what makes me sad is people that don't seem to ever get to that point in life, because unfortunately there are people out there that don't ever get to a point where they feel confident in themselves. And I have had friends in the past that are like that, and I am very much somebody that is like, I help people as well. Like, growing up, I was like the therapist in my family, and I always helped lift my family members up when they were down. And so I've just carried that on like throughout friendships. And whenever I come across friends that I can tell like they are not going to change their mindset, it just bums me out, because me being somebody that wants to help so bad, I'm like, I wish I could just seriously transfer my confidence into this person so that they can realize how cool they are. And confidence is such an amazing thing, and I feel like once you grasp onto it and feel it, it stays with you.
It definitely does. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you have to make a decision whether you're ready to make a change. Nobody is going to do it for you. Confidence is something that you have to spend a lot of time with yourself. I think a lot of the time I've had experiences in the past where people have just used their friends or their romantic relationships as levers to build their confidence, but this is going to be a hard hit, ba-bam. But if you're not confident from the get-go within yourself, then I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to transcend into friendships. You're going to believe your friends more than you believe in yourself. That's going to transcend into romantic relationships where you're going to let someone else maybe downplay who you are, and you're going to believe that. So I just think it's confidence can stem in so many different arenas, and really, like, it's not something that's overnight. And I just want people to understand that it's not a button that you flip on and all of a sudden you're super confident. But what I will say is you sometimes do have to fake it until you make it, like, for real, or get uncomfortable. That's the one thing people don't do, is get uncomfortable. I remember, when was this? 2017 maybe? I don't know. I was working at a company that was super innovative, super awesome. And I remember the first day I ever wore red lipstick. Now, keep in mind, I only wore one lipstick shade all the time at this point in my life. I know people are like, okay, but if you follow me, you'll be like, what the? You'll understand. So just follow me and then you guys will get it. So anyway, back to the story. So I only wore one lipstick shade my whole life, okay, up to this point. I remember wearing this red lipstick to work, and I felt so self-conscious. I was like, this is too much. Like, my lips are too big to be wearing this bold of a color. Like, I don't want to do this. But, like, I know deep down, like, I really like it. But, like, I don't know. I got so many compliments. Sometimes you need to do something uncomfortable, and then other people can feed that. You know what I mean? I got so many compliments. I was like, oh, okay. I guess I am kind of feeling myself. But it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be very uncomfortable at first to tap into confidence. And I'll tell you right now, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. But you need to understand, it's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be overnight.
And, you know, I don't think that anybody is just confident in life like that. I think all of us have to go through some uncomfortable phase where even if you are very much an extrovert and you feel good about yourself all the time, like, I still think that we go through a phase where we are uncomfortable and we question ourselves, but then that leads into, like, really feeling confident. Because, like, when I was a kid, I was super shy, like, deathly shy, and that obviously messed with my confidence a lot. And it wasn't, all the way through middle school, I was, like, sixth grade, I, like, wore all black because I, like, didn't want people to see me, and, like, I was just so shy. But I would get those compliments from people. I would, like, go to school wearing something that, like, I didn't normally wear because I, like, was really into fashion, and I would, like, feel so on the spot. But people would be like, dang, like, look at those super bright jeans or whatever, because, oh my gosh, when neon was a thing. And, like, slowly over the years of feeling uncomfortable, like, literally all through middle school and most of high school, I felt uncomfortable. But, like, now I'm, like, the most confident that I've ever felt in my life. And you just have to go through a phase like that to get there. Like, nothing comes just overnight. Everything is a process.
Exactly. Everything in your growth is a process. And you have to make the decision whether you want to be uncomfortable temporarily to get to that next level or not. You really have to make that decision. And you can remain stagnant for years and you could be comfortable. But for me and my life and my life path, I know that I'm meant to be extraordinary. So I'm going to continue to challenge myself. I'm going to continue to be uncomfortable. And as I don't want to bring my zodiac into this, but as a Leo, I'm very prideful and I don't like to admit when I don't understand something or when I'm not good at something. That's something that I recognize in myself, but there's beauty in the struggle and there's beauty in the process. So just realize that in any arena, confidence being one of them, there's going to be a struggle before you see the beauty in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I don't know if this is, like, only me, but whenever I hear about people's stories, like, people who are, like, great now and, like, they're a public figure and they tell their stories and, like, they went through so much hardship, I honestly, every time I hear those stories, I'm like, dang, I wish that, like, I went through their hardship. And it's literally because I'll just openly say this. I had a really hard childhood. Like, just, like, how I was brought up was really tough and unfortunate. And, like, through all that hardship, like, I've learned that hardship seriously is such a beautiful thing. It comes across as, like, the worst thing ever, but it's just so great because that's the only way that you grow. It's amazing. It's like, I think there's a quote out there that's like, when you see the beautiful flowers, like, it reminds you why there has to be a storm. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. I'm totally butchering. Oh,
I mean, you know me, Staria. You know the storms I've been through. It's wild to think about it. It's wild. And, you know, I say this every year, not to scare anyone, but every year I grow stronger, but every year I have even harder struggles. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that comes hand in hand. When you go through so much struggle, you always are going to have bigger rainbows that come through that. But you need to understand that pain and whatever someone is going through that's listening to this, it's all temporary. It's never going to be the end all unless you let it. And that's something, you know, you need to make the decision if you're going to let it or not. But ultimately, like, I agree. I love hearing those stories. Like, people that are famous and people that are public figures, they're just like the next person. You know, I don't really glamorize celebrities because I just feel like we're all the same. We just have different paths and we just have different work ethics and we've been through different things. And so I don't glamorize celebrities or anything because, I mean, I've met celebrities and they're just like me. They're just like you and I. You know, the difference is just their experiences and what they've been through. And what connections they've made and who they've met, and just believing in themselves is really the only difference, to be honest.
Definitely.
So that's what I would say for sure.
Yeah, I've never really understood like the whole like fangirling over celebrities, because like they really are just people. They just like, it just so happens that like the whole world knows who they are, you know, like they're still like, they still have lives like us. And honestly, I don't think I'd ever want to be famous, because the things they have to go through just to go into public, I'm like, I don't want to have to go through that ever. Like, yeah, it would be nice to like have a platform where you know that everybody is listening, but at the same time, like, you can't have a normal life, you know?
I agree. And you know, it's interesting because that kind of makes me think about like money can't buy happiness quote, because money is definitely a vehicle to get you to where you have to go sometimes, and investing in yourself is really important. But at the same time, there are celebrities that have millions of dollars that are still alone and commit suicide and have mental health issues. And this is something that I really want people to understand. Just because they're famous doesn't mean they're happy. And really, it's a tough reality to understand. And I think a lot of people don't understand why celebrities are depressed, or, you know, they have it all. Like, why would you be sad, or why would you be this way? But you have to realize, like, sorry, I just mentioned, they're just like you and I. They have struggles just like you and I. They go through things the same. They have experiences like we do. They just are at a whole pigeon like view level where people are microscoping, looking at them and looking at their issues and looking at everything they're doing wrong. And so when you get into that type of arena, that is when it's most important to go back to what we talked about at the beginning of this episode, was don't focus on the negative, tear public figures apart if they let it. So I think it's really important to realize, like, we are just like everyone else, and money doesn't necessarily buy happiness. It's really genuinely who you surround yourself with, the love that you bring, and the love that people bring to you. And if you are successful and happy with your life, and that's what brings the happiness, not the money necessarily.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's great. So there's one last thing that I would love to touch on, but I'm also going to leave it up to you. And that is modeling, because I know that you do a lot of that. You've been getting more into that and just more of an interest. So I wanted to kind of bring up like stereotypes and negative connotation that goes with that, because, well, let's face it, I think we all know that models definitely get so many so much negativity towards them. So I just wanted to see if you'd want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think the modeling industry has been changing for the better in recent years, specifically when it comes to, like, when I think of modeling and I think of that world, a lot of the time you do think of like being skinny, being perfect, things that stem from that, like eating disorders and like things along those lines, having the perfect like life, you know what I'm saying? And that's just really not the reality. Modeling, especially through my experience, is so much more difficult than people like think it is. When you're at photo shoots for hours at a time and you're having to look and be the perfect person at the beginning versus the end, I think it's really important if you are trying to get into modeling to realize, like, as a model, it is going to be more difficult than you think. And it's really important to understand that you are unique for a reason, and you have unique features for a reason. And if an agency or a runway show doesn't like those features, that's okay, because there's somebody else is going to love those features, honey. So I think, especially if you're younger and you're getting into modeling and you're trying to get signed to an agency or something along those lines, just realize, like, it's going to take time. And if you get denied, that is a blessing in disguise as a model. And just realize, like, through practice, you're going to get better and better. Like, I think I do my own makeup, and I know like a lot of models don't do their own makeup, but I would encourage you, if you're a model or getting into modeling, like, try having fun with your own makeup. Try like exploring looks and like trying out different faces when you have a full set of makeup on, because that's going to really help you when you're in a professional studio setting, when you're trying to take pictures and pose differently. The industry itself, again, it's changing. You know, we're no longer our shows looking for that super skinny girl. You know, we are embracing curves. We are embracing who we naturally are now. And so I would encourage you, if you are a model, to really realize, like, be your authentic self, and confidence internally is going to shine externally in that complete industry. People are going to tap into when you are fully confident. And there are women out there, I know, it just makes me so excited. There are women out there I know that are just so drop dead gorgeous, but they don't know it yet. They don't know it yet. And when they do, oh, it's over. It's over for the world. You know what I'm saying? But you have to tap into it yourself. And that takes time and being and growing and getting older. But there are women out there right now that I know specifically model-wise that are just drop-dead gorgeous, but they don't know it fully yet. So once they figure it out, once they know it, oh, it's over for the world. So that's what I would say. Modeling is changing. Be your authentic self. And if an agency or a show or something doesn't like you, or if you're too short, don't get me down that road. If you're too short for a certain runway show, realize that it was meant to be and you're going to find something better. And that's what I would say about the modeling industry, is we're all different. Don't think that the next girl's prettier than you. You are you for a unique reason, and you should embrace that.
So I have one last question on this topic. Have you gotten any like negative comments or feedback with this, like once you started going down the modeling road into the world of modeling? Like, did you have anybody in your life that didn't like that idea, or like they saw modeling in like the negative way that some people did before? Like, did you have any negative experiences?
I think I didn't have any direct negative experiences, but I had a lot of uncertainty. And what I mean by that, especially if you have family that's different generations and aren't on social media or don't really understand the industry, it's up to you to be an advocate for the industry and what you're passionate about. You know what I'm saying? And it's up to you the type of modeling you want to pursue. I think the type of modeling I want to pursue, being more cosmetic and commercial, it may not be as tough. But if you are exploring like lingerie or bathing suit, that might be a conversation maybe family members are more uncomfortable with. You need to be able to back yourself up as to why you are pursuing this and why this is your goal and what your goals are. Because there's nothing worse in that industry than people not taking it seriously. Oh, you're a model. Okay. Stop. When someone says that to you, you need to back yourself up and you need to state very directly, yes, I am a signed model, or yes, I'm an unpublished model. This is the goals that I have to get to my next goal. So I think I've had a lot of misunderstandings being a model, but when it comes to negative connotations, like being short, of course, has been one of them. I have been denied for runway shows due to my height, and just not being a certain figure and a certain aesthetic. And that's okay. Again, like I said, that is okay. But I think something that is important is for you yourself, no matter if you're a model in any creative fields, or even if it's not creative field, be an advocate for yourself. Because again, it all stems back to what we've been saying this whole time, is if you believe in yourself, other people are going to. So if someone in your family or something is like, oh, you want to be a model, like good luck with that. Everyone wants to be a model. Be like, yeah, I do. And thank you for saying good luck to me. I'll let you know where I'm at in a few years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You have to back yourself up at times. And you need to speak positive thoughts into the universe and into your existence. And sometimes family members can be some of the people you need to kind of pull away from in certain situations like this, or in certain life journeys. And that's okay. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think you're totally right about that. Like, family isn't always going to agree with everything that we do. Okay, so I do just want to end this with one question for you, because I did have two, but the other one was pretty much already answered. So for people who are feeling lost in who they are, what would you tell them to do? What is your advice?
For people that are feeling lost, I would say sit down with yourself in a place of solitude, if possible, no matter where that is, and really dive deep on what comes naturally to you and sparks fire in you. What is something that someone has been like, dang, you're really good at that? And you're just like, yeah, whatever. And you're like, you know what I'm saying? What is something where it just comes so naturally to you and you've, this is my thing. The universe already has told you what you're good at. And you yourself already probably internally know. You just have been avoiding it. So what I would say to someone that feels lost is you already know, first of all, if you feel lost, really dig deep and realize you probably already know the answer. It just hasn't come to you quite yet. And realize the things that people naturally are drawn to you for are the things that you enjoy so much. Like, you need to do more of those things. Now, I want to be very specific with you in the sense of, let's say you love music, you love playing the piano, and that's like, I feel like something that you really need to pursue. That doesn't mean you drop your whole life and pursue that. You know what I'm saying? Start doing more of that per day until you feel like you can make a full-time career out of it. And put yourself out there so that people actually know that you like that. There are people that I know, they're like, yeah, like I, you know, I paint now and again. I'm like, okay, let me see your paintings. I look at it, I'm like, whoa, why aren't you promoting this? Why aren't you selling this? This is beautiful. Oh, well, it's just a hobby. That's the key. When you say it's just a hobby, that might be where the answer is when you say you feel lost. Maybe that hobby is the universe telling you it should be more than that. And that's the advice I would give. Sit down with yourself, really reflect on who you are up to the point that you had in your life, and realize there isn't a wrong answer, but you most likely already know it. You just have to dig a little deeper.
I love that. Thank you. All right. Well, Colleen, if people want to find you, where can they go to do that?
Yes. So you can find me a few different places. I'm most active on Instagram. I do have a Facebook as well, but Instagram is where I'm totally at all the time. You can follow me at @smilelikecolleen. So that's at @smilelikecolleen. Also, you can follow my brand pages. My designer petite line, fashion line page is CQ Petite. And my styling page is Styled by CQ. So if you go to my main page, you'll find my other pages. But I'd love to follow you guys, get to know you. And I hope to see you guys there.
Awesome. I'll go ahead and link that information in the bio. All right. Thank you so much for joining Society Says on this episode this week. This was so fun. I really loved everything you had to say today. And I just want to thank everybody that listened, joined this week, and our very loyal people that join us every single week to listen. I appreciate all of you guys, and I will go ahead and see you guys next week.